All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. There's this GIF or GIF or short video out there where Jim Schwartz is ripping off his headset and throwing it.
Yeah.
You seen it?
Yep.
What is wrong with him?
He's nuts. That's his way of celebrating at the end, man.
Oh, but hey, it's all right with me. His defense played well. And again, Ike, you mentioned this a number of times yesterday. There's something about him in that Atlanta team. He knows what to do. And you know what it is? It's getting to Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
He looks like a different quarterback when he plays the Eagles because the Eagles constantly get pressure on him.
Yeah, I mean, listen, this Eagles defensive front, which is the strength of this team, overpowers that Falcons offensive line. They have trouble running the ball against this Eagles defense, and they have problems protecting against this Eagles defense at times. So, you know, Matt Ryan's no different than most quarterbacks. You hit him enough times, he's going to get a little jittery in that pocket back there.
And he was getting jittery.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. All right, before we get back to the phones, the day after every game, Ike, you listen to WIP. You hear after the game, you hear Doug's press conference. Here's the press conference with Doug that you didn't hear. It's called Dirty Doug.
Nelson looked pretty comfortable on the outside. I mean, is there any part of you, I guess, that is at all still kind of marvel at where he was and where he got to and now how you're able to use him within this offense, the player he's become?
Nelson and his, my confidence in him is.
Was it your decision to keep the team in the locker room during the banner unveiling ceremony and what went into that?
No, I was actually my, I don't know.
What was the conversation like between you and Nick at halftime to sort of regather him and recalibrate him for the second half?
We just, basically just had to make a couple of adjustments with he and I. It's a little calculated risk. You know, you're not going to do it every week, but I wanted to be his biggest on the sideline, just hanging together.
There you go, Ike. That's the press conference you don't hear on TV. Or
yeah.
On WIP.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that text message yet. I'm waiting on the day I get the text message at the Dirty Doug.
Oh, that means they haven't heard it yet, in other words.
Yeah, that's what I'm assuming.
I wanted to be his biggest on the sideline, just hanging together.
There you go.
Thanks, Ben.
And that's after a win. Imagine after a loss what it would sound like, Ike.
He's ticked off. Real quick, before you go to the phones.
Yes, sir.
Want to send a shout-out to former Eagle wide receiver Hank Baskett's in the house down here.
Yeah, we saw him.
You know, Hank Baskett hanging out down here at Chickens.
Oh, he's
and
still
Pete's.
Here. I thought he left.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks good, man. Looks good. So he's in town. He's at the game last night.
There you go. All right. Good to see Hank.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get back to the phones.
A lot of people were at the game last night.
Yeah? It was, of course.
I meant just celebrities and everything, right?
Who was that? I saw Meek came out on the field.
I think
John Clark had a video of that.
Any other Sixers? JoJo, he wasn't there?
How about Mike Trout on his day off? He's resting up for the next game by flying all the way back east. And
did Mike Trout make it to the game last
night?
Oh,
he did. Angels head off.
That is awesome.
Well, actually, it's not fair. I don't know where they were. So that's not fair to say that he flew all the way back.
Well, he flew from somewhere.
Well, I mean, maybe they were playing in the East Coast or something.
Oh.
But I don't know if that's the case. I'm going to look at it. Yeah, he was in his regular seat. He was drinking a soda, I think.
Well.
No, he was. He wasn't drinking beer. He had
his day off.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Okay. I don't even know if he drinks anyway. Has he ever had a beer at the game?
I I'm not sure. So, no, they were in Oakland on Wednesday. And let's see where he...
Where he's going to.
Yeah, let's see where he's going to. So he was then, I guess, flying directly to Houston.
Oh, yeah, that's a flight. That's awesome.
Yeah, man.
He probably caught the first thing out this morning.
Yep.
Yeah, right?
Or maybe last night?
Well, unless he's on a private jet.
Which, you know, he makes enough money to do
well,
that.
Well, it doesn't seem like Mike Trout, though. He's not a jet guy.
No?
That's something Baker Mayfield would do.
Is he sitting, coach?
No, I don't think he's sitting coach. Yeah. I don't think he's sitting coach.
Oh,
but
I think he's jet.
You think so?
I think he's a jet guy.
Okay.
What to try to find out? At Mark's Reese WIP if we have any spies
well,
out there.
Johnny Airport never reports that he sees Mike Trout coming in town.
He
so
never
maybe,
knows.
Yeah, so maybe you're right. Maybe it is a jet. Maybe it is.
There you go. Johnny Airport. Let's go to Jim and Clayton. Hi, Jimmy.
Yo, John, Ike, how are you guys?
My man.
What up, Jeff?
I couldn't be better.
Hey, listen, man. It was a pretty by no means. I mean, I give it to you. There was a lot of, you might call it rust. You might call it rookie mistakes, new team, you know, a couple new players trying to get acclimated to the other guys and whatnot. But here's what I think I've seen. I've seen the team from last year that we saw build that chemistry, that camaraderie, that brotherhood. I think we just saw a glimpse of the rest of the season. When things get tight, when things get tough, and things aren't perfect, and they're ugly, and whatever else could go wrong, they're going to find a way to win. They're going to come together, and they're going to put the little pieces together that they need, and their drives together that they need, and the catch, somebody needs a catch, or somebody needs to make a run, or a first down, or something. They're going to put it together, and they're going to get it done. We're going to win a lot of games this year. I like going out of you,
I'm going to win the Super Bowl, Jim.
Yes, yes. We're
okay.
going back.
That's what I'm talking about.
It. The
yes,
Patriots
sir.
Ain't the only one. It's our time. The Patriots are our past. We are the future. That's it. It's over. But Tom Brady, see you. Sit down. Carson Wentz coming back. Nicky can hold it down. We're all right.
How about Nicky with the Philly last night?
Philly.
You know, Nelson, our Swiss Army knife, he's just everywhere. Rushing, receiving, throwing. Nice little pass to Nick Foles out there. Just dropped it right in the breadbasket.
Well, how about this? In a game where they didn't get a lot of first downs, a pass by Nelson, huge first down. But then also that we saw Doug do this late last year, using him out of the backfield where he kind of comes in motion, lines up in the backfield, and then goes. That was a big first down at one point.
You know how I know Nelson has gotten better? I can remember in Nelson's earlier years, those first two, they used to run those little reverses with Nelson, and he would never go up the field with the ball. He would just get stretched all the way to the sideline. And we're like, cut it up. Cut the ball upfield. It's third and three. You got a negative two-yard gain on a sweep.
Yep.
Because he wouldn't stick his foot in the ground and cut the ball upfield. And we were all like, he's not that type of player. He's not that type of athlete. Yeah, he is. And now he knows how to sort of read those blocks. He's getting the proper depth to allow blocks to develop. And then he knows how to stick his foot in the ground and get up the field. I mean, that's that little punt returner that's in him.
Yeah, no, he's shifty as he is. He's quick. You know what I mean? But you're right, he's shifty, and he knows when to kind of burst and put it on.
Yeah. I thought he was going to break that one in the open field
Almost
when
did.
He came around.
Almost did. He had one,
the one
and he
got
was mad.
Yeah.
He was mad afterwards. Yeah. Yep. You know, right now, I don't want to say he's your only chance at a big play.
Well, yeah, Mike Wallace. Well, when Mike Wallace gives us one.
Well, he's got to get a catch before you, before
right.
I say that. But
right.
Really, right now, realistically, he's your one guy. It'll be interesting to see. Well, it won't be interesting because you know what they're going to do. They're not going to respect anything over the top of the Eagles. Why would you?
No, not until you make them respect you.
Yep.
You got to start hitting on those deep balls. And Wallace got behind the defense. Nick has to put the ball out there.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know if you got to let it go earlier, right? Sooner. You can't wait until you think Wallace is in front of him because Wallace is so fast, you make him have to slow down to come back
right.
to the ball.
Right, which is exactly what happened last night.
Yeah.
The one good throw.
That was a good play by 23.
It was.
Because Wallace still could. I mean, you know, he was still there to catch that ball.
It would hit him in the hands behind
yeah.
him, albeit. But.
Yeah.
The one good throw Matt Ryan had last night that I remember is the one late where he threw that ball. Julio didn't even hit his break yet. He threw that ball up to the left sideline where he had to come back right at the – and that's kind of what Nick needs to do. He just needs to
– And throw with anticipation.
He can't wait until he's over.
Can't wait, man. He did that and almost threw an interception last night. Like, Nick can't pump. It's hard for him to pump and then try to zip a ball in somewhere. Because his throwing motion is so elongated, you give the DB time to break on the ball. Like
yep.
Aaron Rodgers can pump fake you and still throw a laser in there.
Oh, because he's got the best arm.
And Carson does it.
Yeah.
Carson does it with his arm strength. That's the one thing Nick, you know, he almost got a ball picked off in Cleveland doing that.
Mm-hmm.
When Shelton Gibson didn't, that was partly his fault, too, because he didn't come back to the ball. But
right.
the velocity on the throws, you know, with Nick is sometimes
it's
lacking.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's different. That's for sure. 888-729-9494, 888-729-9494. We got your phone calls on the other side. Also, it's Phillies Friday. We have five pairs of Phillies tickets up for grabs. And we'll address the booing situation. Or we'll at least play it. Because, honestly, when it happened, Ike, I thought there was going to be like, oh, now people are going to be like, Ben was complaining about it. Our producer, Ben Livingston, was whining via text message.